This is Corinne LaRue with California Ag Today. Thanks for joining us to hear part two of the U.S. port congestion, making it hard for agriculture commodities to ship overseas. Ray Bowman of California is an international trade consultant and chairs the District Export Council of Southern California. Even if export companies have a ship to carry their goods, Bowman says finding empty containers can be almost impossible at times.
We're still dealing with container shortages. The pool of containers is not such that we're getting a hold of the containers that we need in order to stage the cargo. And that's a big problem, right? I think warehousing in America is close to something like only 3% availability in America of warehousing. That's close to full capacity of all warehouses. When that happens, right, there's no place to offload the containers, which means that makes the container shortage even worse because you have to be able to empty containers in order to make them available.
Bowman also directs the Small Business Development Center of Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. He says the ports can make it hard on truckers to offload their goods.
What happens too is what a lot of truckers experience, there are terminals that want what they call dual transactions. In other words, if you have a container to drop off, then you better have one to pick up. And on paper, it helps with productivity. But if you don't have that, then that's a problem. Then you got to go look for that.
For California Ag Today, I'm Corinne LaRue with the Agriculture Information Network.